A lot of you clutching your pearls, holding your breath till your face turns red. Because I call BS on RFK Jr. and this soundbite about the measles cases that killed two people in Pennsylvania. Listen to RFK, your boy.
We're trying to get information about those two casualties. According to a statement that was released by the Lancaster County Commissioner today, they cannot find any measles deaths in Lancaster County. And they complain that the governor will not give them that information. CDC tried to get that information from the governor yesterday, and the state is refusing to cooperate. The only state that won't cooperate with us is Pennsylvania, and we can't get any information. The press is all covering this as if those measles deaths actually happen, but nobody's doing the little bit of critical inquiry to find out. We're trying to figure out who those deaths were and whether they actually happened, and we can't figure that out yet.
RFK Jr. in 2023, he said that COVID was ethnically targeted to spare Jews and Chinese people. Mm-hmm. He asserted that Lyme disease was accidentally leaked and engineered as a biological weapon at a facility on Plum Island, and that HIV was caused by the use of recreational drugs, poppers, rather than the virus itself. He repeatedly claimed, that childhood vaccines cause autism, and called the COVID-19 shot the deadliest vaccine ever made, contradicting overwhelming medical evidence. He claims that chemical exposure in public water supplies to responsible for gender confusion in children. Water does. He suggests that 5G cellular networks are used by authorities to harvest our data and control our behavior. He admitted in 2024 that he picked up a bear cub killed by a car in upstate New York, put on his vehicle, and left it in Central Park so that it looked like it was hit by a bicycle. During a 2012 deposition regarding health, doctors told him a dead worm was found in his brain, which he attributed to memory loss and mental fog. RFK allegedly chainsawed the head off of a dead stranded whale on a beach. His daughter told this story. And strapped it to the roof of the family car for a five-hour drive home. And he's your source for the skepticism over the measles deaths in Pennsylvania. State Rep. Mandy Steele, you're not buying that crap, are you?
No, I'm certainly not, Marty. And neither is the entire medical community. It's outrageous.
What does this do? It creates fear and doubt. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And you know what's even more an additional layer to all of this is that RFK will occasionally, when really pressed during, an official government, briefing or update, he'll occasionally endorse the effectiveness of the measles vaccine, but then go on a minute later to spin this wild rhetoric, question public health data. And what that's doing is that it's eroding public trust, and it's clearly driving down rates of people that are getting vaccinated. And that is a very scary thing, especially when it comes to a disease like measles that is one of the most contagious diseases on the face of the earth.
State Rep. Mandy Steele, instead of saying, look, measles is back, get vaccinated, we now debate whether or not a baby died from a bladder issue or from measles. Right? This is what we're doing now. Right?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So focus on the fear. Again, focus on the fear. Scare people. Have them run from the vaccine. Is that healthy, Mandy?
No, absolutely not. I heard Governor Shapiro say something earlier in the week that was really interesting at a press conference he was doing with the Department of Health. And they were saying that if a person with measles walks into a room of 100 unvaccinated people, 90, Marty, of those people are at high risk for contracting measles. But if that person, if that same person would walk into a room with 100 people who are fully vaccinated, the only person walking out of that room with measles is the person that walked into the room with measles. That's how effective this vaccine is. It is safe. It is effective. Now, this is a decision that should be made by people, not the government. And in no way is anyone attempting to take that away from people. You got to make your own decisions on these things. But please, please do that after consultation with your medical professional, with your trusted family doctor. They are the experts that you should be turning to at this moment, not RFK and his whale's head on his car.
It's unbelievable. And Mandy, they'll hear this, the breathless ones, and classify you as a libtard from the far left that doesn't know what the hell she's talking about, right? That's what they'll do. You're the bad guy now.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. And it's not true. The district that I represent is split evenly between Democrats and Republicans. I win by an overwhelming margin on both sides of the aisle.
You do.
The issues that I champion are issues that strike to the middle of things today. And that is clear in my work and my voting record and in the support that I have from the people that I represent. I am not a far left person. I do not want to take your right to make your own decision concerning your health. All that I am saying is that RFK is striking fear in people's hearts over something that is not based on any kind of actual reality of the overwhelming science and medical community. And they are telling us that the vaccine is the best way to protect yourself, your children, your community, and that it is safe and it is effective. There is an outbreak of measles in Pennsylvania. We've got to ensure that people have accurate information so that they can make the decision to vaccinate against this disease.
This was so important to you that you reached out to me personally, did you not?
I reached out to you personally just to send a note to say, Marty, thank you. Thank you for pushing back. Thank you for getting science-based information out to people. I really appreciate you for that. Thank you.
One moment from Martin Luther King Jr. Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Spot on, right, Mandy?
Yeah.
Spot on.
Spot on. Spot on.
Mandy Steele, rock star. Yep. Thank you. Truth to power.
All right, Marty, thank you. Keep doing it.
There's no one better. No one better. Love that woman. Hey, do what you want with the vaccine. Do what you want with RFK Jr. Send him money, man. Tell him he's a genius. It's on you, man. Debate all day long whether this poor baby died from the flu or not. Okay. Okay. Just get your kids vaccinated, please. Please. You can do your deep breath. Shapiro's a liar. This is a conspiracy. Start that ridiculous, obnoxious COVID routine over again. The government's coming to get you, crap. All you want. That's why we have this problem. That silly rhetoric. But you go ahead. I want to say something that's actually amazing. We have talked about AI, and we use it a hell of a lot. And Patrick has a tool to create these graphics that tell these stories, and they do it in... Patrick, how long does it take to create some of these graphics, like the child vaccination rates that you have up right now on the stream?
That one took about 2 minutes.
Which is insane. Give it some perspective, Patrick, because my man knows the business. Old school TV newsroom, how long does that graphic take to create?
Well, it takes you probably an hour to pull the data together before you can even ask someone to turn it into a graphic. So you're looking at maybe 2 hours worth of work, maybe.
If you're lucky.
More.
If you're lucky.
Yeah,
if you're,
exactly.
So if you want something on the 5 o'clock news like this, if you call by 2, you might get it.
Yeah,
right?
That's about right. Yep, exactly.
However, comma, this is actually fascinating. as we have attested to on this show, AI hallucinates, creates crap. Does it not, Patrick?
It does, and you have to police the crap because, yesterday when I was creating one of the maps, it actually it transposed a couple of counties and put them in different places, and I had to call it out 10 times. And in the end, it still had a screw up in there. It showed Allegheny County with 22 cases of measles that it pulled that number out of thin air.
Hold on, I want to stop you there because it's important. That's why I brought this up. So good for the folks at the health department. They reached out to me this morning, said, hey, AI hallucinated on you, screwed up, put in a wrong number. So, Patrick, you threw this back in the face of the app, and they admitted they screwed up, did they not? What did they say? It's actually fascinating.
Exactly. So literally, I typed the prompt back out under the graphic that was wrong and said, hey, this isn't right. Where did you get this information? And then it goes and checks itself. And it actually admits that it screwed up and then corrects itself.
Explain how it admitted it screwed up. It's actually fascinating. Send him a note.
Yeah, it told me back. It didn't know where it pulled the phantom number of 22 for Allegheny County. It wasn't sure where it got that, but it completely messed up. And I sent it the link to the state's page where the current dashboard is, and it refreshed and used that as the source for all the information, which is where it supposedly was pulling it from in the first place yesterday.
We love it. We love the access. We love the breakneck speed, the flash of light that occurs. It creates it, and boom, however, comma.
Yep.
You constantly have to check, do you not, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Now, and the overall data was correct. The only thing that was incorrect was the map that showed Allegheny County with 22 cases.
Which it doesn't have.
Right. There are no confirmed cases in Allegheny County. There was one case at Children's Hospital, but it was from, I believe, Butler County.
So that would create phone calls to the health department. That's how they ended up calling me. And that's what happens with AI. It's constantly changing. It's constantly evolving. And we have to catch it. And I want to thank the health department for pointing that out. And it's wild, Patrick, that ChatGPT actually admitted in that note to you, yeah, we screwed up. Right?
Yep, it sure did.
Read it verbatim what it says. It's actually fascinating.
I'd have to click back over because I sent that to you and I moved on past it.
Come on, man. You're the man. You're correct.
Let's see.
You're correct. The 22 cases in Allegheny County number is wrong. It says it flat out.
Yeah, it says I traced it back and it appears I introduced that figure while constructing the earlier county map. I can't find a PA Department of Health source reporting it. I should not have put it on the graphic.
My point is, it admitted it, we fixed it, we moved on. However, it raises a bigger issue because, as John Perry, the attorney, has stated, this is being submitted in legal briefs, this sort of information. It's being used in medical records. We're kind of at that learning phase of AI, aren't we? And this is kind of an example, is it not, sir?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great example. You know, you can use it, but you can't rely on it 100%.
Fascinating.
Because it is wrong sometimes.
It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Eileen, go ahead. Thanks for your patience.
I just wanted you to think about when that baby was born.
Yeah.
It had no immunity from its mother.
Oh, here we go. I'm not up for a lecture on, I'm not, ma'am. I respect that you have an opinion, but I'm not ready to have you lecture me on this controversy. What I want is you to make sure you're vaccinated and to make sure your grandkids are vaccinated. You can debate whatever you think you know about how that baby died, whether it was measles or something else, somewhere else. I'm here to tell you folks that it spreads rapidly, and you're best served by getting a shot. Two shots, as a matter of fact. I keep playing this because I can and because it's important, and I want you to hear it, then I have some context for you. This is this is the downtown situation. And this is the 65-year-old woman. And I'm going to tell you why I'm playing this now and why we have new information that's going to kind of shed a little light on this and kind of go back to Ed, who's a big shop business owner here and says, we got to get a police force downtown, private, to make this right, to stop. Listen to this, and then I'm going to explain why I'm playing this again.
Start to Sandwich Street at Liberty Avenue. For an assault, callers reporting that there's a female dripping blood from her face, saying someone took her purse and she was maced.
Okay, so she's 65. That was right in front of the Highmark building downtown. So massive building, and one of the best cops I've ever known, ever. Is Mike Huss. He runs all those cops through there. He hires nothing but the best. They do insane work. They're insanely professional and highly trained. So you kind of understand what I'm talking about and why what Ed said is so valid about we need to hire more privates to work downtown. Excuse me. So that assault, this kind of sucks. That assault happened at 5 minutes after six. Okay? The Highmark police force is done at six. Can you imagine? Not picking on them. You can only have so much. You can only do so much. They work 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So the fellas check out at 6. This sweet woman nearly gets beaten to death at 6:05. This is where we're at. Meantime, Highmark folks were in court yesterday because a felon beat one of their employees walking to Starbucks to get some coffee downtown. The felon, teenager, 17. His father was a murderer, shot and killed a man in front of his son in a car. Quite the role model. Him and his son are in a car. Dad shoots the guy in the front seat. Dad goes to prison for life. Son gets 6 years. He's from Louisiana, comes to Pittsburgh to rob people on the street downtown. This woman gets beaten and robbed by him downtown on the way to get some coffee, and the judge sets him free. Sound familiar? It's disgusting, man. Finally, they grab the SOB again, and now he's being held for trial and will do more prison time. Someone better wake up to this, man. Before someone gets killed. It's awful that this is what we have to live with. We don't really. Why do we put up with it? I don't. The men and women that reach out to me with this information, they all live and work downtown and they're players and they want change. You know, one of my close friends, Aaron Stauber, is a billionaire. He owns 18 buildings downtown. He thinks these conversations are unfair. No, they're not. It's unfair because he thinks downtown is wonderful. No, it's not. If he's being fair to himself, he's aggravated with me because this jeopardizes his investment downtown. And I get that. He owns 18 or 19 buildings downtown. He's a friggin' billionaire. He gives a damn about downtown. That's fine. And I love him for it. But don't blame me, brother. You have the relationship with Corey O'Connor. You've got the checkbook. Grab some of your boys that are also zillionaires. Sit in a room. Open up the checkbook and say, what do we got to do? Let's hire 300 men. Women, whatever. Now, we'll pay for it. Today. Meantime, downtown, broad daylight. I just posted a video on X. I'll put it on the Meta channels as well. But Patrick, you're watching this. You're watching this, Patrick. This just happened. Look at that, Patrick. You seeing that?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So
these guys are yanking an ATM right out of the wall. Where is this, Marty?
These two hooded thugs walked into a one of those Game of Chance parlors downtown. Literally in broad daylight. Literally in broad daylight. And it's wild, Patrick, because they're just standing there. They pull the ATM out of the wall. Look at that, Patrick. Right there in broad daylight.
Yank it and go.
And go.
They just yank it and go.
Damn. It had $6,000 cash in it. So here we are downtown again. It's a wasteland, man. It's a free-for-all. That video is wild. And Patrick, they do it with impunity, man. They're not even worked up. They're not even excited about, they're not even nervous.
It doesn't seem like they're really in that big of a hurry.
Either. No. $6,000. One ATM. Folks who are trying to conduct business downtown are thinking, what the hell's going on here? I don't know, folks. You tell me. I love Uncrustables. And I eat them in the breaks, as if you care. But there's a point to this story. They have this new flavor. I don't know if it's new. Who cares? But it's called Up and Apple. And it has apple cinnamon jelly in it. You know what an Uncrustable is? It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They're delicious. Uh-huh. I eat one a day, every day during the show, and a banana, as if you care. But today I was eating the up an apple. It's jam with this jelly. And the jelly squirted out, and it's all over my cell phone. And I'm licking it off the cell phone, in case you're interested. It's just... Oh, Patrick, I heard your damn dogs yapping during the show yesterday. What was going on? What did they want from Daddy?
Oh, there was a contractor here doing some work, and they were making their presence known, you know, defend the house.
What is that? I love the dog. It's been very cool for us, and it's bizarre. Do your dogs jump up on people when they come in the house? Are they cool with them? How do they act?
They don't jump up on people. They're actually a little more shy. So They'll bark at them, but they'll stay away from them. They wait for our approval first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So my wife asked me, because she was in here live with me, and I know Zoe wants to know too. You've been in Arizona now for how long?
A month and a half.
Yeah. What's the average temperature? What's the average temperature?
Right now, the average is about 102.
Sunny as hell.
It's actually overcast today, so it's only 98.
Okay. Yeah. So, and what's the pool temperature today? There's a point to this, folks.
Pool temp's probably about 92.
All that sun. Massively cool pool. You, in essence, live at a spa, and you're as pale as an egg. What's the deal, man? Why aren't you all tanned up? What's going on with you?
It's more the lighting.
Actually, no, it isn't. Yeah, no. Actually. Lonzo, have you seen him, Alonzo?
Yeah.
Look how pale he is. That ain't no lighting, right?
I'll turn the lights off.
He just turned them off.
Still pale.
I'm a little darker.
No.
I'm real pale when you get...
You just don't...
Get way down.
You just don't tan, right?
Well, you have to burn the Irish to get the Cherokee out, is what we always say in my family. The top layer is the Irish. You know, you get through some paleness and some freckles.
Hey, I'm not picking on you. I'm just, my wife said, why is Patrick so pale? He's in Phoenix, wow. Isn't he? I said, yeah, I don't know. I'll ask him. Get in the damn pool, man.
Yeah.
Lather up.
Outside the studio lights, I look a little darker.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Oh, I digress. I don't know, man. I'm confounded by so many things, Patrick. The downtown, because you and me have done this. We've walked these streets now for several years. We've seen the madness downtown. And it becomes this just Groundhog Day crap. And to Ed's point, who called in, who's a big shop businessman, I think, Patrick, if I was in a position of power, a big CEO or a mayor, I would hold a summit of all the big shots in private, in my office. And I would say this SHI blank stops right now. Right now.
Well, the first thing is the city has to admit that there's a problem.
Yeah.
And that they, you know, honestly, they aren't getting control of it.
Yeah,
they're trying.
He kind of sort of doesn't. And I respect what he's done with UPMC, and he has great leadership skills, and he's very active. But no one is willing to say this sucks. Are they? Have you? I mean, tell me I'm wrong, Patrick.
I haven't heard anyone other than, Chief Lando did say that once. But, you know, they were hopeful they were getting a handle on it. But look, we're back where we are again. I mean, here we go. It was just a couple months ago we had a woman who was attacked by a group of kids off of Strawberry Way who'd just gotten off work.
They tried to beat her to death. How old was the girl that beat her? Was she 11 or 15? What was she?
I think it was a 13 or 14-year-old.
Yeah, you're right.
But again, another juvenile with nowhere to go but back to mommy and daddy, which is what happened in that case too.
I also agree with Ed, who says these big corporations that have billions of dollars and guys like my boy Aaron Stauber, they need to write a damn check, pay for their own security. Let's go today, now, right? Something.
Yeah, I mean,
today.
Today. I mean, I get that it's a tough pill to swallow when they're debating whether they either stay, you know, whether they stay downtown or not.
It's ridiculous.
Somebody's got to do something.
Someone, brother. But Patrick just nailed it. Admit the problem first. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Mario. I was listening to you like I do every day, and I called my buddy downtown who owns a jewelry store. I go, hey, Timmy, what's going on downtown? Is it really that bad? He goes, Paul, I'm looking out my window right now, and it's a ghost town.
Oh, wow.
And he just had a visitor from Canada. She's here for the convention for the corn show.
Yeah.
And she goes, what the heck is going on with Pittsburgh? There's nobody at the convention center. There's nobody downtown. And she was very disappointed.
How do we control the crime? Law and order.
I think your suggestion is the best. I think your suggestion is the best, Marty. We need to get beat cops down there. And
swarm. Yeah. I'm serious. Strength in numbers. Great call. One of my boys, Yuri, who is an insanely successful and connected diamond dealer, knows more about downtown than the mayor, and sent me pictures from cities like Toronto where you could eat off the floor in the men's room, the public men's rooms, and completely agrees with Ed. It's time to admit the problem, staff the problem, get the players to write checks for private security and go. Go. Stop the ribbon cuttings. Yeah, yeah, we have a new 3-story Chinese restaurant. Good, good. I hope they have comps. Hope they have comps. It's not hyperbole. I'm not making this up. Look at the video I just put on social. These two thugs walk into a business downtown and literally pull. It's wild. They pull the ATM out of the wall and walk out. Had $6,000 to $8,000 cash. $6,000 to $8,000 cash in it. It's an unbelievable scenario. If I'm the mayor, I'm having a summit, private. I'm laying out a plan, private. And then I'm telling the public, this starts today. This is our town. Done. Zero tolerance. Over with. And then I'm opening the bathrooms, the public bathrooms, and saying, this is our bathroom. I'm arresting anyone, anyone that breaks the law. And I'll do it 1,000 times if I have to until it's fixed. It's the only way this works.